Teach your children. You must love Jehovah your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your strength. These words that I am commanding you today must be on your heart, and you must inculcate them in your sons, and speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7. Lesson 1. A secret that we are happy to know. Has anyone ever told you a secret? The Bible talks about a special secret called the sacred secret. It is sacred because it is from God, and it is called a secret because people did not know about it. Even angels wanted to know more about this. Would you like to know what the secret is? A long, long time ago, God created the first man and woman. Their names were Adam and Eve. God gave them a beautiful home called the Garden of Eden. If Adam and Eve had obeyed God, they and their children could have made the whole earth a paradise like that garden, and they could have lived in paradise forever. But do you remember what Adam and Eve did? Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and that is why we do not live in a paradise today. But God said that He would make the whole earth beautiful, and everyone would live forever and be happy. How would He do this? For a long time people did not know. It was a secret. When Jesus came to earth, He taught people more about this secret. He said that it was about God's kingdom. Jesus told people to pray for this kingdom to come. It will make the earth a beautiful paradise. Are you excited to know this secret? Remember that only those who obey Jehovah will live in paradise. The Bible tells us many stories of men and women who obeyed Jehovah. Would you like to learn about them? Let's see who some of them were and how we can be like them. Read in your Bible Mark 4:11, 1 Peter 1:12, Genesis 1:26-28, 2:8-9. 3:6-23, Matthew 6:9-10, Psalm 37:11-29. Questions. Why is the earth not a paradise today? What special secret does the Bible talk about? What did Jesus teach people about this secret? What do you have to do to live in paradise? Lesson 2. Rebecca wanted to make Jehovah happy. Rebecca was a woman who loved Jehovah. Her husband's name was Isaac. He also loved Jehovah. How did Rebecca meet Isaac? How did she show that she wanted to make Jehovah happy? Let's learn more about her. Isaac's parents were Abraham and Sarah. They lived in the land of Canaan, where the people did not worship Jehovah. But Abraham wanted his son to marry a woman who worshipped Jehovah. So he sent his servant, probably Eliezer, to find a wife for Isaac in a place named Haran, where some of Abraham's relatives lived. Eliezer traveled with other servants of Abraham. It was a very long journey. They brought with them 10 camels carrying food and gifts. How would Eliezer know which woman to choose for Isaac? When Eliezer and the other servants arrived at Haran, they stopped at a well because Eliezer knew that people would soon come to get water. He prayed to Jehovah and said, "If I ask a young woman to give me water, and she gives me and my camels water, I will know that this is the woman you have chosen." Then young Rebekah came to the well. The Bible says that she was very pretty. Eliezer asked her for a drink of water, and she said, "Of course, I will give you the water, and I will go get some for your camels, too." Just think, thirsty camels drink a lot of water, so Rebekah had to run to the well again and again. Do you see in the picture how hard she is working? Eliezer was amazed at how Jehovah answered his prayer. Eliezer gave Rebekah many beautiful gifts. She invited Eliezer and the other servants to her family's house. Eliezer explained why Abraham had sent him there and how Jehovah had answered his prayer. Rebekah's family was happy to let her marry Isaac. But do you think Rebekah wanted to marry Isaac? Rebekah knew that Jehovah had sent Eliezer there. So when Rebekah's family asked her if she wanted to go to Canaan and marry Isaac, she said, "Yes, I want to go." Right away, she left with Eliezer. When they arrived in Canaan, she married Isaac. Because Rebekah did what Jehovah wanted her to do, Jehovah blessed her. Many years later, Jesus was born in her family. If you are like Rebekah and make Jehovah happy, he will bless you too. Read in your Bible, Genesis 12, 4 and 5, 24, 1 to 58 and 67. Questions. Who was Rebekah? Why did Abraham not want Isaac to marry a woman from Canaan? How did Eliezer know that Rebekah was the woman Isaac should marry? What can we do to be like Rebekah? Lesson 3. Rahab believed in Jehovah. Let's pretend that we are in the city of Jericho. This city is in the land of Canaan, where the people do not believe in Jehovah. A woman named Rahab lives here. When Rahab was a young girl, she heard stories about how Moses parted the Red Sea and led the Israelites out of Egypt. She also heard about how Jehovah helped them to win the wars against their enemies. Now she hears that the Israelites are camped near Jericho. One evening, two Israelites go to Jericho to spy on the city. They come to Rahab's house. She invites them to come in and stay. During the night, the king of Jericho finds out that spies are in the city and that they have gone to Rahab's house. So the king sends men to get them. Rahab hides the two spies on the flat roof of her house and tells the king's men, "The spies were here, but they have already left the city. If you go now, you can still catch them." Do you know why Rahab is protecting the spies? Because she believes in Jehovah and knows that he will give the land of Canaan to the Israelites. Before the spies leave Rahab's house, they promise that she and her family will be safe when Jericho is destroyed. Do you know what they tell her to do? They say, "Take this red rope and hang it out of your window. If you do, everyone who is in your house will be safe." Rahab does exactly what the spies tell her to do. Do you know what happens next? A few days later, the Israelites march around the city in silence. For 6 days they march around the city, one time each day. But on the seventh day, they march around the city 7 times. Then they all shout loudly. Jehovah makes the walls around the city come crashing down. But the house with the red rope hanging out of the window is still standing. Can you see it in the picture? Rahab and her family are saved. What can you learn from Rahab? Rahab believed in Jehovah because of all the wonderful things she learned about him. You too are learning many wonderful things about Jehovah. Do you believe in him as Rahab did? We know that you do. Read in your Bible, Joshua 2:1-24, 6:1-5, 14 and 15, and 20-25, Hebrews 11:31. Questions. What stories did Rahab hear when she was a young girl? How did she help the Israelite spies? Why did she help them? What did the spies promise Rahab? What can you learn from Rahab? Lesson 4. She made her father and Jehovah happy. Do you see the girl in the picture? She is the daughter of a man named Jephthah. The Bible does not tell us her name, but we know that she made her father and Jehovah happy. Let's learn about her and her father, Jephthah. Jephthah was a good man and spent a lot of time teaching his daughter about Jehovah. He was also a strong man and a good leader, so the Israelites asked him to lead them in the fight against their enemies. Jephthah prayed for God's help to win. Jephthah promised that if he won, he would give to Jehovah the first person who came out of his house when he returned home. This person would live and work for the rest of his or her life at God's tabernacle. The tabernacle was the place where people went to worship God back then. Well, Jephthah won the fight. Do you know who came out of his house first when he returned home? Yes, Jephthah's daughter. She was his only child, and now Jephthah would have to send her away. This made him very sad. But remember, he had made a promise. Right away, his daughter said, "Father, you made a promise to Jehovah, so you have to keep it." Jephthah's daughter was sad too. At the tabernacle, she could not get married and have children. But she wanted very much to keep her father's promise and to make Jehovah happy. That was more important to her than getting married or having children. So she left home and lived at the tabernacle for the rest of her life. Do you think that what she did made her father and Jehovah happy? Yes, it did. If you are obedient and you love Jehovah, you can be like Jephthah's daughter. You too will make your parents and Jehovah very happy. Read in your Bible, Deuteronomy 6:4-6, Judges 11:30-40, 1 Corinthians 7:37-38. Questions. Who was Jephthah? What promise did he make? Why was it hard for Jephthah's daughter to do what her father had promised? What did Jephthah's daughter want to do more than anything else? How can you be like Jephthah's daughter? Lesson 5. Samuel kept doing what was right. From the time Samuel was very young, he lived and worked at the tabernacle, the place where people came to worship Jehovah. Do you know how Samuel got to be at the tabernacle? Let's first learn about Samuel's mother, Hannah. For a long time, Hannah could not have a baby, even though she really wanted one. So she prayed to Jehovah and begged him to help her. She promised that if she had a son, she would send him to live and work at the tabernacle. Jehovah answered her prayer, and she had a son. She named him Samuel, and just as Hannah had promised, when Samuel was 3 or 4 years old, she took him to the tabernacle to serve God there. Eli was the high priest at the tabernacle. His two sons also worked there. Remember, the tabernacle was God's house of worship, and people are supposed to do good things there. But Eli's sons were doing very bad things. Samuel saw what they were doing. Did Samuel do bad things as Eli's sons did? No. He kept doing what was right, just as his parents had taught him to do. What do you think Eli should have done about his two sons? He should have punished them. He should not have allowed them to work at God's house anymore. But Eli did not do that. So Jehovah was angry with him and his two sons. Jehovah decided to punish them. One night, when Samuel was sleeping, he heard someone calling him, "Samuel!" He ran to Eli, but Eli said, "I did not call you." This happened 2 more times. After the third time, Eli told Samuel that if he heard the voice again, he should say, "Please, Jehovah, speak, I am listening." So that is what Samuel did. Then Jehovah said to Samuel, "Tell Eli that I will punish his family for the bad things they have done." Do you think it was easy for Samuel to give Eli this message? No, it was not. But even though Samuel was afraid, he did what Jehovah told him to do. What Jehovah said came true. Eli's two sons were killed, and Eli died too. Samuel is a good example for us. He did what was right, even though he saw other people doing bad things. What about you? Will you be like Samuel and keep doing what is right? If you do, you will make both Jehovah and your parents happy. Read in your Bible, 1 Samuel 2, 22-26, and 3:1-21. Questions. What promise did Samuel's mother make? What did Samuel see Eli's sons doing at the tabernacle? What did Jehovah tell Samuel to do? Why is Samuel a good example for us? Lesson 6. David was not afraid. What do you do when you are afraid? Maybe you go to your mom and dad for help. But there is someone else who can help you too. He is more powerful than anybody else. Do you know who it is? Yes, it is Jehovah God. Let's talk about a young man in the Bible named David. He knew that Jehovah would always help him, so he was not afraid. From the time David was a baby, his parents taught him to love Jehovah. This helped David not to be afraid, even when some scary things happened to him. He knew that Jehovah was his friend, and that he would help him. One time, when David was taking care of some sheep, a big lion came and grabbed a sheep with its mouth. Do you know what David did? He chased after the lion and apparently killed it with his bare hands. And then, when a bear attacked the sheep, David killed it too. Who do you think helped David? Yes, it was Jehovah. There was another time when David was especially brave. The Israelites were fighting against a people called the Philistines. One of the Philistine soldiers was a very, very tall man, a giant. His name was Goliath. This giant was making fun of the Israelite soldiers and of Jehovah. Goliath dared the Israelite soldiers to come and fight him. But all the Israelites were too afraid to fight him. When David heard about it, he told Goliath, "I will fight you. Jehovah will help me, and I will defeat you." Do you think that David was brave? Yes, very brave. Do you want to know what happened next? David took his sling and 5 smooth stones, and he went out to fight the giant. When Goliath saw how young David was, he made fun of David. But David told him, "You come to me with a sword, but I come to you with the name of Jehovah." Then he put a stone in his sling, ran toward Goliath, and threw it straight at him. The stone hit Goliath right between the eyes. The giant fell to the ground, dead. The Philistines got so scared that they all ran away. How was a young boy like David able to defeat a giant? Jehovah helped him, and Jehovah was much more powerful than that giant. What can you learn from David's story? Jehovah is more powerful than anybody else, and he is your friend. So the next time you feel afraid, remember Jehovah can help you to be brave. Read in your Bible Psalm 56, 3 and 4. 1 Samuel 17, 20 to 54. Questions. What did David do when a lion and a bear attacked his sheep? When Goliath made fun of Jehovah, what did David say to him? How did David defeat Goliath? Why was David not afraid of the lion, the bear, and the giant? What can you learn from David's story? Lesson 7. Do you ever feel lonely and afraid? Look at the little boy in the picture. He looks lonely and afraid, doesn't he? Have you ever felt that way? Everyone feels that way sometimes. The Bible talks about friends of Jehovah who also felt lonely and afraid. One of them was Elijah. Let's learn about him. Elijah lived in Israel a long time ago, before Jesus was born. Ahab, the king of Israel, was not worshipping the true God, Jehovah. Ahab and his wife Jezebel were worshipping the false god Baal. So most of the people in Israel also began worshipping Baal. Queen Jezebel was very mean and wanted to kill all the people who worshipped Jehovah, including Elijah. Do you know what Elijah did? Elijah ran away. He went far into the desert and hid in a cave. Why do you think he did that? Yes, he was afraid. But Elijah did not need to be afraid. Why? Because he knew that Jehovah could help him. Jehovah had shown his power to Elijah before. Once, Jehovah had answered Elijah's prayer by sending fire from heaven. So, of course, Jehovah could help Elijah now. While Elijah was in the cave, Jehovah spoke to him and asked him, "What are you doing here? Elijah answered, I am the only one who still worships you. I am all alone, and I am afraid I will be killed. Elijah thought that all the other worshippers of Jehovah had been killed. But Jehovah told Elijah, No, that is not true. There are 7,000 other people who still worship me. Be brave. I have more work for you to do. Do you think Elijah was happy to hear that? What can you learn from what happened to Elijah? You never have to feel lonely and afraid. You have friends who love Jehovah and who love you. Also, Jehovah has a lot of power, and he will always help you. Are you happy to know that you are never really alone? Read in your Bible, 1 Kings 19, 3-18, Psalm 145, 18, 1 Peter 5, 9. Questions. During Elijah's time, did most of the people in Israel worship Jehovah? Whom did they worship? Why did Elijah run away and hide in a cave? What did Jehovah tell Elijah? What can we learn from what happened to Elijah? Lesson 8. Josiah had good friends. Do you think it's hard to do what is right? Most people think that it is. The Bible tells us that it was especially hard for a boy named Josiah to do what was right. But he had good friends who helped him. Let's learn more about Josiah and his friends. Josiah's father was Amon, a king of Judah. Amon was very bad and worshipped idols. When Josiah's father died, Josiah became king of Judah. But he was only 8 years old. Do you think he was bad like his father? No, he was not. Even when he was very young, Josiah wanted to obey Jehovah. So he chose to be friends only with people who loved Jehovah, and they helped Josiah to do what was right. Who were some of Josiah's friends? One of his friends was Zephaniah. Zephaniah was a prophet who warned the people of Judah that bad things would happen to them if they worshipped idols. Josiah listened to Zephaniah and worshipped Jehovah, not idols. Another one of Josiah's friends was Jeremiah. He was about the same age as Josiah, and they lived near each other as they were growing up. They were such good friends that when Josiah died, Jeremiah wrote a special song about how much he missed Josiah. Jeremiah and Josiah helped each other to do what was right and to obey Jehovah. What can you learn from Josiah's example? Even when Josiah was just a little boy, he wanted to do what was right. He knew that he should be friends with people who love Jehovah. Make sure that you choose friends who love Jehovah and who can help you to do what is right. Read in your Bible, 2 Chronicles 33, 21-25, 34, 1 and 2, and 35, 25. Questions. Who was Josiah's father? Did he do what was right? What did Josiah want to do even when he was just a little boy? What were the names of two of Josiah's friends? What can you learn from Josiah's example? Lesson 9. Jeremiah did not stop speaking about Jehovah. Sometimes people make fun of us or get angry with us when we talk to them about Jehovah. This can make us want to stop talking about God. Have you ever felt that way? The Bible tells us about a young man who loved Jehovah, but who almost stopped speaking about him. His name was Jeremiah. Let's learn more about him. When Jeremiah was a young man, Jehovah told him that he had to warn the people to stop doing bad things. This was very hard for Jeremiah, and he was afraid. He told Jehovah, "I don't know what to say. I'm just a boy." But Jehovah said, "Do not be afraid. I will help you." So Jeremiah started to warn the people that they would be punished if they did not change. Do you think the people did what Jeremiah said? No. They made fun of him, or got very angry with him. Some even wanted to kill him. How do you think Jeremiah felt? He was afraid and said, "I'm not going to speak about Jehovah anymore." But did he really give up? No, he did not. He loved Jehovah so much that he could not stop speaking about him. And because Jeremiah did not give up, Jehovah kept him safe. For example, some bad men once threw Jeremiah into a deep hole full of mud. He had no food or water. Those men wanted to leave Jeremiah there to die. But with Jehovah's help, he escaped. What can you learn from Jeremiah's example? Even though he was afraid sometimes, he did not stop speaking about Jehovah. When you talk about Jehovah, people may make fun of you or get angry with you. You may feel embarrassed or even afraid. But never stop speaking about Jehovah. He will always help you, just as he helped Jeremiah. Read in your Bible, Jeremiah 1, 4-8, 20, 7-9, 26, 8-19, and 24, and 38, 6-13. Questions. What did Jehovah tell Jeremiah to do? Why did Jeremiah almost stop speaking about Jehovah? How did Jehovah help Jeremiah? What have you learned from Jeremiah's example? Lesson 10. Jesus always obeyed. Is it always easy to obey your parents? Sometimes it is hard. Did you know that Jesus was obedient both to Jehovah and to his parents? His example can help you to obey your parents, even when it's not easy. Let's learn more about this. Before Jesus was on earth, he was with his Father, Jehovah, in heaven. But Jesus also had parents here on earth. Their names were Joseph and Mary. Do you know how they became his parents? Jehovah took the life of Jesus in heaven and put it inside Mary so that Jesus could be born and live on the earth. This was a miracle. Jesus grew inside Mary just as other babies grow inside their mothers. About 9 months later, Jesus was born. This is how Mary and her husband Joseph became Jesus' parents here on earth. When Jesus was only 12 years old, he did something that showed how much he loved his father, Jehovah. This happened when Jesus and his family made a long trip to Jerusalem for the Passover. On the way back home, Joseph and Mary could not find Jesus anywhere. Do you know where he was? Joseph and Mary hurried back to Jerusalem and looked for Jesus everywhere. They were very worried because they could not find him. But after 3 days, they found him in the temple. Do you know why Jesus was at the temple? Because there he could learn about his father Jehovah. He loved Jehovah and wanted to learn how to please him. Even when he grew up and became a man, Jesus always obeyed Jehovah. Jesus obeyed even when this was hard for him, and it meant that he had to suffer. Did Jesus also obey Joseph and Mary? Yes, the Bible says that he did. What can you learn from Jesus' example? You need to obey your parents, even when it is hard. Will you do that? Read in your Bible Luke 1:30-35, 2:45-52, Ephesians 6:1, Hebrews 5:8. Questions. How did Joseph and Mary become Jesus' parents here on earth? When Jesus' parents looked for him in Jerusalem, where did they find him? What can you learn from Jesus' example? Lesson 11. They wrote about Jesus. Do you see the men in the picture? They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, James, Jude, and Paul. These men all lived at the same time as Jesus, and they wrote about Jesus. Let's learn more about them. Three of them were apostles who preached with Jesus. Do you know which three? Matthew, John, and Peter. The apostles Matthew and John knew Jesus very well, and they each wrote a book about Jesus' life. The apostle John also wrote a book called Revelation, and three letters called 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. The apostle Peter wrote two letters that are in the Bible. They are called 1 Peter and 2 Peter. In his second letter, Peter wrote about the time when Jehovah spoke from heaven and said about Jesus, "This is my son, I love him, and I am proud of him." The other men in the picture also teach us about Jesus in the books that they wrote. One of them is Mark. He was probably there when Jesus was arrested and saw everything that happened. Another one is Luke. He was a medical doctor and probably became a Christian after Jesus died. Two other Bible writers that you see in the picture were Jesus' younger brothers. Do you know their names? Their names are James and Jude. At first, they did not believe in Jesus. They even thought he was a bit crazy. But they later believed in Jesus and became Christians. The last Bible writer you see in the picture is Paul. Before he became a Christian, his name was Saul. He hated Christians and was very mean to them. Do you know what made Paul want to become a Christian? One day, Paul was traveling on the road when he suddenly heard someone speak to him from heaven. It was Jesus. He asked Paul, "Why are you so mean to those who believe in me?" After that, Paul changed and became a Christian. Paul wrote 14 books of the Bible, Romans through Hebrews. We read the Bible every day, don't we? By reading the Bible, we learn many things about Jesus. Would you like to learn more about Jesus? Read in your Bible 2 Peter 1:16-18, Mark 3:21 and 14:51, Jude 1, Acts 9:1-18. Questions. Which apostles of Jesus wrote about him? Which two Bible writers were Jesus' brothers? How did Paul become a Christian? Lesson 12. Paul's nephew was brave. Let's learn about a young man who saved his uncle's life. The young man's uncle was the Apostle Paul. We do not know the young man's name, but we do know that he did something very brave. Would you like to hear about what he did? Paul was in prison in Jerusalem. He had been arrested because he was preaching about Jesus. Some bad men hated Paul, so they made an evil plan. They said, "Let's ask the army commander to have his soldiers bring Paul to court. We will hide along the road, and when Paul passes by, we will kill him." Paul's nephew heard about this plan. What would he do? He went to the prison and told Paul about it. Right away, Paul told him to tell the army commander about the evil plan. Do you think it was easy for Paul's nephew to speak to the commander? No, because the commander was an important man. But Paul's nephew was brave and spoke to the commander. The commander knew exactly what to do. He got an army of almost 500 soldiers to protect Paul. He told them to take Paul to Caesarea that night. Was Paul's life saved? Yes, the bad men could not attack him. Their evil plan did not work. What can you learn from this story? You too can be brave, just like Paul's nephew. We need to be brave when we talk to others about Jehovah. Will you be brave and keep speaking about Jehovah? If you do, you may save someone's life. Read in your Bible, Acts 23:12-24, Matthew 24:14, and 28:18-20, 1 Timothy 4:16. Questions. What did some bad men plan to do to Paul? What did Paul's nephew do? Why was that a brave thing to do? How can you be brave like Paul's nephew? Lesson 13. Timothy wanted to help people. Timothy was a young man who was happy to help people. He traveled to many places to help others. Because of this, he had a very exciting life. Would you like to hear about it? Timothy grew up in a city called Lystra. When he was little, his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice began teaching him about Jehovah. As Timothy grew up, he wanted to help others learn about Jehovah. When Timothy was still a young man, Paul asked him to travel with him to preach in other places. Timothy said yes. He was ready to go and help others. Timothy traveled with Paul to a city in Macedonia called Thessalonica. To get there, they had to walk a long way and then take a boat. When they finally arrived, they helped many people to learn about Jehovah. But some people were angry and tried to hurt them. So Paul and Timothy had to leave and preach in other places. Some months later, Paul asked Timothy to go back to Thessalonica and see how the brothers were doing. It took a lot of courage to go back to that dangerous city. But Timothy went because he was worried about the brothers there. He came back to Paul with good news. The brothers in Thessalonica were doing very well. Timothy worked with Paul for many years. Paul once wrote that Timothy was the best person he could send to help the congregations. Timothy loved Jehovah and loved people. Do you love people and want to help them learn about Jehovah? If you do, you can have a very happy and exciting life, just as Timothy did. Read in your Bible 2 Timothy 1:5 and 3:15, Acts 16:1 5 and 17:1-10, 1 Thessalonians 3:2-7, Philippians 2:19-22. Questions. Where did Timothy grow up? Did Timothy want to travel with Paul? Why? Why did Timothy go back to Thessalonica? How can you have a happy and exciting life as Timothy did? Lesson 14. A kingdom that will rule the whole earth. Can you guess what kingdom we are talking about? Yes, it is God's kingdom, the kingdom that will make the earth a paradise. Would you like to learn more about this kingdom? Every kingdom has a king, and the king rules over the people of his land. Do you know who the king of God's kingdom is? It is Jesus Christ. He lives in heaven. Soon he will be king over everyone on earth. Do you think we will be happy when Jesus is king over the whole earth? We will be very happy. In paradise, people will not fight or go to war anymore. Everyone will love one another. Nobody will get sick or die. The blind will see. The deaf will hear, and those who cannot walk will be able to run and jump. Everyone will have plenty to eat, and animals will be friends with one another and with us. People who have died will come back to life. Many of the men and women you have learned about in this brochure, like Rebecca, Rahab, David, and Elijah, will come back to life too. Would you like to meet them when they come back? Jehovah loves you and wants you to be happy. If you keep learning about Jehovah and obeying him, you will be able to live forever in a beautiful paradise. Is that what you want? Read in your Bible Isaiah 2:4, 11:6-9, 25:8, 33:24, and 35:5 and 6, John 5:28-29, and 17:3. Questions. Who is the king of God's kingdom? Jesus will be king over whom? What will it be like when Jesus rules over the earth? If you want to live forever in paradise, what do you have to do? For further information, please visit our website at www.jw.org.